Steve Scalise, Joe Biden never condemned rioters burning down cities or defund the police. By Sean Moran on August 24, 2020. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, discussed former Vice President Joe Biden's failure at the Democratic National Convention to condemn the rioters burning down major cities and the defund the police movement, providing his comments on Monday's edition of Breitbart News Daily. Scalise spoke with host Alex Marlow as the Louisiana conservative plans to speak before the Republican National Convention on Monday. He teased that he plans to talk about President Donald Trump's cares about the forgotten man and woman and how he truly cares about his fellow Americans. Scalise, who was sent to the hospital after being shot by a Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, supporter, said he would discuss how Trump helped him recover. "I just touch on how President Trump just cared about me when I was in the hospital. You know, he cares personally. It's not just about what he fights for in policy. He's someone who really does genuinely cares about people. And he's delivered for people," Scalise told Breitbart News Daily. Marlow noted that speakers at the Democratic National Convention portrayed America as a horrendous and racist place. Scalise said in response that the Democrats' convention was very angry and that many of them spent most of their speaking time going after the president instead of focusing on how they will rebuild the country. Scalise also noted that Biden neglected to condemn the rioters burning major cities across the country as well as the defund the police movement during his speech at the convention. Scalise said, "Joe Biden has never spoken out about those people, by the way, the people that are burning cities to the ground. He's not speaking out against that. He's not speaking out against communities that are defunding the police and seeing worse crime than they've ever seen before. Oh, and by the way, people leaving in droves, leaving those major cities because they're destroying the community and the fabric of those societies. Law and order is a big deal, and it's going to be a deal in this election." In contrast, Scalise contended that Trump has delivered for millions of the forgotten men and women and that many of them will show up to re-elect the 45th president in November. "I think the forgotten men and women of this country who never really voted for the last 20 years and showed up in 2016 for Donald Trump because he was speaking to them. I think they're going to show up again because he's delivered for them. He's delivered for the forgotten men and women of this country. And that story doesn't get told enough. There's so much of this seething hatred of this president within the mainstream media and obviously on the far left. That seems to overshadow everything. We can never get to peel back the core of what this great president has run on and what he's done to deliver. If you don't like the things that he ran on in 2016, you're probably not going to vote for him because he's done those things," he said. 2 years ago, about 8 million Trump voters from 2016 didn't show up. "They didn't vote for Republicans or Democrats for Congress when we lost the House. I think they're showing up this time. When I go to the swing states, those forgotten men and women still love this president because he delivered for them," Scalise added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.